Well, yeah, fine.
Robbie, I wish you'd mentioned joining here to your father. We could really have a ball.
Oh, boy, you don't have to convince me.
My dad would be glad to sponsor him.
Gee, that'd be great.
Let's sit down and eat.
I want to find the waiter so I can pay the check.
Well, they don't take cash here. I just sign my parents' name for everything.
You know, this country club living gets more appealing by the minute.
Then you will mention joining to your father?
Mention? I'm going to develop a frantic sales pitch. The whole place is the greatest. Now if we can just convince Dad.
Don't count on it. Steve's not much of a joiner.
Hi, Uncle Charlie. What size shorts do you wear?
Come on, give me those. I've been to 26 since I was a cabin boy.
Hi, Dad. Hi. Dad, I'll bet you'll never guess what we were talking about when you came in.
We were talking about the size of Charlie shorts when he was a cabin boy.
Oakdale Country Club. Have you ever thought about joining?
Well, not in the last 15 or 20 minutes. Why?
Why? Well, Dad, listen, I was there today with Polly Andrews, and they have this terrific championship golf course and have a swimming pool and billiards, shuffleboard, ping pong.
And Polly Andrews.
And she said her dad would sponsor you for membership.
Oh. Who's Polly Andrews now? Is she the one before Eleanor or after Susie?
Oh, you're way behind. She's been the only woman in his life since 4:30 yesterday afternoon.
Oh. I told her I'd call her tonight and tell her.
But
her dad is going to get guest cards for all of us for next Saturday. And he invited you to play golf with him.
Well, that's very nice of him, Rob, but...
Dad, please, do you always have to say but?
Well, no, of course not, but...
You know, it wouldn't hurt us to go look around the place. I mean, as long as we're invited.
Dad, you really owe yourself some golf. You haven't played for months.
I know.
Yeah, I may even dig up some clubs for myself. I still got golf clothes from before I was on the old Simon Gulliver.
Did you play golf at sea?
No, but I just might need them to beat off those wealthy country club widows that'll be flocking around.
Now, look, it's not just going to be us looking over the club. They're going to be looking us over, too, and we've got to make a good impression. Can I at least call Polly and tell her we'll come Saturday, Dad, please?
Well, if it means that much to you, Rob.
Oh, thanks, Dad. You're a real ugly purple.
Ugly purple?
That means tops, A1, ship shape.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that.
We join the country club. Can they make me go to the dances?
I imagine dancing is optional, sure.
Rest of the family be out later?
Yes, they're driving out with Mike. He's my oldest boy. His first hole's a par five, huh?
That's right. 525 yards.
Where'd you hide the green?
It's over that hill. Oh, here's the rest of our foursome. Oh.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Boys, this is Steve Douglas. Ed Clinton.
Steve.
George. Cleveland.
George.
Steve, nice to know you.
What's your handicap, Steve?
Well, Jerry, I'm a 10, but I haven't had a club in my hands for about 2 months. I doubt if I can play to it.
A likely story. Well, Ed's at 8, George is at 12, and I'm 11. So you and I'll take them on, huh?
Fine.
50 cents a hole, double for birdies, okay?
That's fine with me. Hope I don't lose too much money for you.
Oh, it's all right. Jerry's used to it. Steve, you're the guest. Lead the way. I've been trying to convince Steve he should join Brookdale.
Fine. I hope you know what guests are supposed to do here at Brookdale, Steve.
What's that, Ed?
Lose.
Oh, I don't think you have anything to worry about. I'm pretty rusty.
Wow. Look at that drive. Wow.
Wow. I thought you said you hadn't been playing much lately.
Well, I probably won't hit another drive like that the rest of the round, Ed.
How about that?
You don't think Jerry would. All this club needs is another golf hustler.
I think that's the pool area through there. If you don't mind, Sally and I will go on ahead.
We want to change right into our bathing suit.
Yeah.
I think they're just going head on account of you dressed up like that.
Like what? This is a golf club, isn't it? How else would a man dress?
Charlie, you're the only one wearing short pants.
These aren't short pants, Buster. They're knickers.
Whores?
Knickers. Golf knickers. When they took golf knickers out of golf, they took the heart out of the game.
The
girls' gym teacher's school wears suppers are black.
Now, look at that. There's a fellow with a good golf swing. You know, when I played golf with Bub, I had a real good swing. I'll show you. You see, you got to keep that arm stiff, that left arm there. Leave this a little limp, you know? And then you squat here a little bit. You get down here, and you get all set, you know? And then you holler, four. I'm sorry, but I hollered four.
This is life, isn't it?
Wonderful.
Hey, let's join after we're married.
Using what for money?
Well, I got it all figured out. I'll consolidate my real estate holdings, liquidate my stocks, and convert my bonds.
Your eyes are deep amber, like twin pools of root beer.
Don't tell me you're thinking of food already.
No, I'm thinking of you. And your lips. Where'd you come from?
Oh, my good TV program's over. Go ahead with what you're talking about.
Oh, we weren't talking about anything.
Like to play ping pong?
We already did.
Oh. Well, I could put on my suit and we could horse around the pool if you'd like.
We've been swimming, too.
Oh. Well, I bet I know one thing you'd like.
What?
I bet you'd like me to get out of here.
Very perceptive kid. I trained him myself. Now, where was I?
Hi, Phil.
Good, George, pick it up.
Who are you, Jerry?
Sure.
Thanks. What happened? Looks like they're going to let us win one.
Generous of them.
I'm right in your line, Steve. How do you want to mark?
Why don't you put out, Ed?
Here, go ahead. Be careful, though. It's a little tricky.
Oh, that's a tough break.
Yeah. I bet it broke your heart. Come on, Steve.
Sink this. Let's wrap up this hole, too.
Sink it.
I don't think from here.
Oh,
what? Come on up, what? That's another birdie.
Yeah, that's me today. That's a, you know, this is the best round I ever had.
What a way to end the round.
I never got caught in a bind like that in my life.
Nice close shave.
Oh, great. Now, you must think you're pretty smart, ringing in a pro.
What are you talking about?
An amateur, huh?
Oh, come on. He was as surprised as we were. You just got hot out there today.
I sure did. I put a bunch of good shots together the first time. My lucky day, I guess.
Yeah. Lucky enough to take us pretty good.
Oh, thanks, Ed.
Well, we must do this again sometime. Give you a boy a chance to get your money back.
Pass me.
No, thanks. I'd rather play against the club pro.
That's a couple of sore losers.
I hope they don't think I was lying about my handicap or anything. I played way over my head.
That's oh, all. Forget it. Let's go find the family.
What the hell? That's all. Just trying to help. Oh, nice bunch of guys. A little touchy, but real nice.
Where'd he go? Where'd he come from? Nickered nitwit.
Just control yourself. What's the matter?
Matter? I was playing a game with Harley Stevens when he came in. I was all set to make a double bank shot, which would win me the match, when he grabbed my elbow and said, "That's not the way to do it," right in the middle of my stroke. I not only missed the shot, but I tore a 5-inch hole in the pool table. Who is he?
Oh, Andrews is sponsoring his whole family.
You're head of the membership committee. You're not going to let him in, are you?
I'll have a talk with Andrews.
Now, Otis, don't get so excited. Just keep calm.
I'm calm. I'm very calm. I've only got one thing to say. If you let that man in this club again, I'll burn it down. Do you hear me? I'll burn it down!
Well, I'm delighted you could all come out and get acquainted.
Yeah, I got real well acquainted at the golf shop.
Yeah, I made a couple of buddies today myself.
How about it, Dad? Can we join?
Well, not so fast, Rob. In the first place, I'd have to be accepted by the membership committee. Right, Jerry?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. I'm sure the whole family made a fine impression.
Did you tell Mr. Douglas about the dance tonight, Daddy?
Oh, that's right. Every Saturday night, we have a dinner dance, and of course, you're all invited.
Hey, that sounds great.
Marvelous. Is that all right with you, Robbie?
Well, I'll have to check my social calendar.
He'll be the first one here.
I don't think Uncle Charlie and I can make it. This is our big night for television.
Yeah, we don't make much of a couple on the dance floor anyway.
Well, what about you, Steve?
Come on, Dad.
Well, thanks very much.
Good, 8 o'clock.
Mr. Andrews, excuse me, sir. Mr. Hargraves would like to see you in the committee room.
Oh, thank you.
Will you excuse me, please?
Polly will take over. Enjoy yourselves, everybody. Oh, I'll see you tonight. Flight time, of course, sir. Well, gentlemen.
Oh, Jerry, would you sit down, please?
Well, you certainly sound serious.
Sure you want to sponsor the Douglas family for membership?
Well, I met him today. His son is dating my daughter. I'll find him a fine guy.
Well, it's not just Mr. Douglas. My wife tells me it's other members of the family, too.
Oh, now, just because the old man was wearing knickers.
Not just the knickers, Jerry. Now, Ridgely was pretty upset in the card room.
Yes, and I had to pay $50 to repair the felt on the pool table.
And I understand the youngest boy pushed Mrs. Richards' poodle in the swimming pool?
I don't understand. They didn't strike me as that kind of family at all.
Jerry, why don't you make it easy for them and for us? Just drop your sponsorship.
Well, I invited him to the dinner dance tonight.
Tonight? What about our poker game?
Well, what about our poker game?
You certainly didn't invite him to play poker with us tonight. You can't just let this golf hustler come in here. Why, he probably will clean us at poker, too.
Well, now, I don't know. Strikes me the poker game is a pretty fair test of any man's character.
Agreed. How about it, gentlemen? Tonight, the acid test?
See Daddy, but, well, I'm sure he'll be here any minute.
Well, why don't you kids go in and dance? There's no use wasting that music.
Okay, Dad.
I'll wait for Mr. Andrews out there.
Well, Polly, I'll be right in.
All right.
Dad.
Yeah, Rob.
Would you please try to, well, watch it tonight?
Yeah, you can all try to watch it. I don't want to lose too much money playing poker.
Well, Dad, what I mean is, after what we heard this afternoon about the chip in the golf shop and the poodle in the pool and Uncle Charlie's knickers and the cocktail waiter and stuff, I'd just like to make an extra good impression tonight.
Okay, Rob, I'll try to watch it.
Yeah, you know, just be sort of, you know, debonair.
Well, I won't guarantee that I'll be debonair.
I wish it was all my fault.
No, it wasn't at all. I took my hand.
Dad, I'll see you later.
Well, Steve, shall we stop at the bar and knock off a drink?
Jerry, I've just knocked off about four.
You have?
I knocked the whole tray on the floor. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to the washroom and dry off a little.
Yeah, well, I'll wait for you in the card room.
Turnout tonight.
Yes.
Excuse me. May I have a word with you?
Sure.
Mr. Henshaw, I'm Tom Hargraves, chairman of the membership committee.
Hi.
I'm sorry, but I'll have to ask you to turn in your guest card and leave.
Leave? Well, I'm here as a guest of Mr. Ferguson. I was here last week.
I realize that. We just don't like the way you play cards.
Are you insinuating that I'm cheating?
We'd appreciate it if you'd leave as quietly and with as little disturbance as possible.
This is an outrage. You'll never see me in this club again.
That's the general idea.
Hello,
I'm out.
Me too.
Well, I don't suppose my three queens will hold up, but...
King high straight. I caught that jack right in the middle.
See, I keep forgetting. Does a flush beat a straight?
Yeah, flush beats a straight.
Well, I guess I win that, because I have a heart flush there.
I'm sorry, Steve. I played out of turn.
Oh, that's good.
Cigar, Steve?
No, thanks. I have my pipe right here.
All right, gentlemen, Auntie won, and we'll play the same game. Jacks are better.
Auntie, Steve?
Oh. Don't you fellas find it a little warm in here? I mean, would it be all right if we took off our coats?
Oh, I think it's very comfortable.
Oh, it's fine.
Well, what about it, Jerry? You want to open?
I own for two reds.
Are you in, Steve?
Mm. Oh, what did you open for, Jerry?
Two reds. I'll stay.
I'll stay. Cards, gentlemen?
Me too.
Steve?
I'll take four.
Four.
One, please. Play one, Tom.
Your bet, Jerry.
I bet two blues.
Are you raising, Steve?
Raising? No, no, no.
No, two is the bet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Two blue. I'm out.
It's too rich for me.
Three aces. Beats me.
Well, I'm afraid I drew four jacks.
You drew four jacks?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Would you care to explain, Mr. Beckley?
Gentlemen, I swear I'm not used to going around with cards in my dinner jacket. I don't know. I want to tell you, the whole thing was a nightmare. They all thought I was a card sharp, and I don't blame them. There were aces in all the pockets. The aces came flying out of the sleeve. Charlie, did you rig my coat?
Me? I didn't think of it.
We made a great little impression. I'll bet you Polly won't even speak to me. Boy, first Chip and the poodle, and then Dad being accused of being a golf hustler and a card cheat.
I got along fine. So I spilt a couple of cocktails, so...
Hey, wait a minute. This isn't my wallet. This isn't my coat.
Who's ringing this time of the night?
Probably the Bunko Squad.
Yes.
Oh, come in, gentlemen. We brought back your coat, with our apologies. Your wallet's in the inside pocket.
Oh, thanks. This coat I've been wearing with all the aces in it belongs to somebody by the name of Henshaw, whoever he is.
Well, he was a professional card sharp who's been hanging around the club.
Oh.
Yeah, he came back for his coat.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. For a while there, I didn't even trust myself. Won't you come in and sit down?
No, thanks. We've got to get right back. Steve, as chairman of the membership committee, I'd like to co-sponsor you with Jerry. I know you and your family would be a great addition to the club.
Yeah, great.
Well, that's very nice of you both. We had a wonderful time out there, Jerry, but I think we'd better just leave it at that.
Is it because you're annoyed at being suspected, Steve?
No. I promised Rob to go as your guest because, well, it seemed to mean a lot to him. Actually, I'm out of town so much traveling that I really wouldn't get a chance to use the club enough to make it worth my while to join. Maybe sometime later.
Well, I'll call you one of these days and we'll have another round of golf.
Fine, John.
That is, if you'll promise to be my partner.
Our loss, Steve.
Good night, Doc. Thank you. Well,
thank you, Dad. Now what am I going to do about my swimming date with Polly? Ask her to come over and turn the sprinklers on her?
Hey, take her to the park. The city plunge.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Steve, I must say you could have said something sooner about not really planning to join the club.
Sooner or what?
I wasted 2 hours pressing my golf sneakers.
Pressing? You should have burned them.
TV Land's Fandemonium Weekends offer TV satisfaction guaranteed. How? By turning to you, the fans, to pick which episodes are the very finest. So vote today and check out all the latest results only at TVLand.com.